Gun stores, gun makers, and ammunition manufacturers make up a sizable part of the Idaho economy. Thursday, federal agents came to town to help those businesses stay on the right side of the law. Heath Druzin has more.
There are a lot of guns in America, roughly one per person. And one of the jobs of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives is to keep legal weapons from falling into the wrong hands. Officials from the ATF yesterday told local gun dealers and manufacturers how to keep their wares safe from burglars during a seminar at Boise City Hall.
Federal firearms burglaries, they've been on the rise for the past number of years. Thankfully, here in Idaho, we've seen a drop.
That's Jason Chutty, a spokesman for the ATF Seattle office. More than 1,400 people hold federal firearms licenses in Idaho, according to the ATF. And two recent studies put the state in the top two for most economic impact per capita from the gun industry. That makes it especially important to convince manufacturers to do all they can do to make sure firearms are sold only to people legally allowed to purchase them.
Our goal is not to impede the Second Amendment right for people to have firearms. And again, when it comes to the firearms industry, we want to make sure that they're doing this lawfully.
With limited resources to inspect all those gun businesses, the ATF hopes seminars like the one in Boise convince the gun industry to voluntarily do their part to keep guns away from criminals. Heath Druzin, Boise State, Public Radio News.